Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
About to get it started. What's going on to another Failure's Knowledge podcast? If you are a business owner who's struggling to gain more exposure, to really put yourself out there, and really don't have any customers waiting for you and waiting for your products and or services, this episode is just for you. And I say it's just for you because as a business owner, you have to understand that your product and or services has to be in demand. And that's what this episode is going to be about. It's about being in demand. Create your demand. And so what this topic came about, I was watching a interview with Kevin Hart, and mind you, I've watched this like a lot of times, but every time I watch it, it's something different. It's something that I can take away from it. It's something that's really helpful. In addition to that, as I started to really listen to what he was saying from a different point of view, I started to understand that everyone has to create a demand for themselves. Everyone is not successful as soon as they start, but what if you continue to show up? Eventually, you will start to get success. It's the success that takes a long time that people are not patient for. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's it. That's the topic. That's the podcast conversation today, is that you have to be willing to create your demand. In life, in the past half a decade, the demand that I've been trying to create, produce, and establish for myself has came from me understanding the process of working, of showing up, and me learning about the process that I would like to go on. As I'm learning about the process, I started to see and understand who I'm becoming. Who am I becoming? I'm becoming a business owner like you. I have goals just like you, and I have ambitions that I know that I can achieve. But one thing that I had to really learn and understand was that one, showing up is one part of it. In addition to that, as you are showing up, what's the intention behind it? What's the intent of it? And what's the goal behind it? And I started to recognize that showing up is not just about showing up. Showing up is about doing something consistently, and then as you showing up consistently, people start to say, how did you do it? How did you go from point A to point B? How did you know that the business that you was in was the business that will eventually help you become successful? But before anybody can become successful, based off all the interviews that I've done over a thousand, or rather I produced over 893 podcast episodes, but I've done a lot of interviews and talked to a lot of people. What I recognize is that everyone has a story, everyone has a journey, everyone has been through a certain moment in their life where something clicked, something where they had to pivot, where they really start to establish more of themselves. And I'm thinking, well, just because you have success, you've always had that success. In reality, when I start speaking with a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders, well, they had to go through the journey. They had to go through the discovery. They had to go through the process of learning about what they would like to do and or become. And so when I proceeded to go on my journey, I started to understand. I'm like, man, how come I don't have the success that the other people have? How come the success that the other people have, I'm not able to achieve? I see all these different people doing great, doing phenomenal. I'm like, what am I doing different? What am I doing wrong? It wasn't the fact that I wasn't doing anything wrong. It was more so I just didn't have the right goals in place. I didn't have the right mindset in place. I didn't have the right perspective in place. And so over time, as that's changing, I'm growing. As I'm growing, I'm learning. As I'm learning, I'm starting to understand the importance of creating your demand. No one is going to come to you unless you are putting yourself out there. I remember my wife and I was talking one time, and she was like, she let the opportunities come to her. I'm like, well, I'm not that lucky. I'm not that lucky like everybody else. I cannot let opportunities come to me, because if I'm waiting for the opportunities will never come. Why is it important? Because it's important to understand that in order for you to really create the demand that you're looking to establish, you have to put yourself out there. So let me go ahead and share my screen right quick. Hold on. So for those of you that's listening to this episode, that's on live. We are on live on Instagram. We are live on X, Facebook, Twitch, and I think YouTube. I think that's YouTube. And so what we're going to do now, I'm sharing my screen. Let me hit the follow button of where y'all chiming in from. So in the beginning... in the beginning of the Bible, it says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth. that's crazy. You have to okay, I digress. So anywho, in the beginning you have zero followers, you have no demand, and there's a terminology by, I heard Jim Rohn said, and then a lot of different people say, what is terminology? Obscurity. S-E-R-C. I don't know how to spell it. Hold on. Obscurity. U-R-I-T-Y. I think I spell obscurity. But if it's not how you spell it, obscurity. In other words, not known. And so when I started to really understand that demand only comes from one particular place, and this is really from putting yourself out there on a consistent basis, I started to watch other people, what they were talking about, what they was doing, how they was doing it, and why they was doing it that particular way. Even though I'm on the outside looking in, I'm trying to figure out what are they doing that's so different than everybody else? What makes them successful? What makes them successful? Like, what are they doing to create that success for themselves? And so I had to really understand, like, one, demand is not created overnight. Demand is not created without you doing anything. Demand is not created because you have a thought process, Demand is created based off you doing something, based off you showing up, based off you doing the work. Doing the work is not the problem for me. It's understanding that the work that I'm doing is making the difference. And so as I started to learn about the business and understand the language of it and really get around more people who's doing businesses in different ways, I started to recognize that I wasn't alone. I wasn't doing nothing wrong. I just had to gain the knowledge, gain the information, gain the experience that will help me create the demand. The demand does not come overnight. The demand doesn't come just because I have a thought process behind it. It comes from me showing up, me asking questions, and me doing what I've recently learned. I can only learn so much. I can only learn so much information from a book, video, podcast, episode, whatever the case is. I can only learn so much, because then I'm going to have questions. Then I'm going to have concerns like, well, how do you know that you're doing something right? How do you know that the thing that you're doing is going to actually help you for your future? You see, the questions that I have be all over the place. And the videos itself does not answer my question. However, it gives me a basis. It gives me a ground, a foundation, because I'm introduced to the information, but it's up to me to learn more about the information. You see, to create the demand, to create your demand, you have to be willing to learn what demand you are creating. So I give you a prime example. Today's Tuesday. A couple of days ago, I recognized that I have to pivot my business model again. I have to update my business model once again. And at first, it was helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And then as I go out and communicate, well, hey, this is the business I'm in. I'm in the podcast business. And we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. What I noticed, what I recognized by me talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, by me trying to sell the podcast and service, by me trying to establish the business, it was that a lot of people purchased the equipment. Yet the people who purchase the equipment don't even know how to podcast. So it's not the fact that people don't know how to podcast that has the equipment. It's more so you're getting all this equipment and you have yet to understand what you are building or what demand you are creating. And so when I started to understand, well, maybe that's not the right problem that I'm solving. Maybe I need to pivot. Maybe I need to change my business model. Maybe I just need to update it. And so by speaking and communicating with different business owners who've been in business for quite longer than me, I'm hearing their stories. I'm hearing their experience. I'm hearing what they're going through, what they are learning, what they're discovering, what they are establishing. And I started to understand, well, one, every entrepreneur leader goes through a journey of phase or process. Yet if I meet you today, I haven't, and you're 60 plus, I don't know your journey from 60 plus years ago. I know your journey because of today, and I met you today. And then when you start to learn their stories, learn their history, learn their experiences, like, wait, you've been through the same exact thing. That was like, yes, I've been through the same exact thing. Not reading from a book, I'm reading from my experience, and those are the best lessons to learn from, the best people to learn from, because they are helping you on how they help themselves. And so when I started to really gather the information, gather the confidence, and gather the understanding, I was like, well, maybe I'm providing the wrong type of service. Maybe that service is actually good, but how can I create a long-term relationship, a long-term business to a point where it's not just about launching your podcast, where there's so many different things that comes into it. Your equipment, your audience, your presentation, your consistency. That is one problem. That is a major problem. In addition to that, once you get the groove of podcasting, you've already know how to podcast. It's just really learning how to edit, learning how to be consistent, learning how to post, learning how to get the guests, follow up with the guests, and things of that nature. That can be managed. Like, that can be coachable. That can be coached. So I started to look at my current business model. I'm like, okay, well, I learned from one of my professors. He said you have to learn about, hold on. He said you have to learn more about MRR and ARR. And I'm like, what is that? I don't know what that even means. This one is monthly recurring revenue. And this one is annual recurring revenue. In other words, how can you get paid consistently instead of one off, instead of just one time? Like, if I was to work with a client tomorrow, how can I get paid tomorrow, next week, next month, and so on and so forth? And so when I started to recognize, I was like, well, I think I'm in the wrong business. I think, yes, Helping Leaders Unstead podcast could be a business, but then, like, what about everything else? And so I started getting around leaders, entrepreneurs, and business owners, and they already have the product. They already have, like, the basic understanding of their product. And so when you are in business, you have to have something to sell. Something to sell is your product or indoor service. And then when you have the product and or service to sell, you have to tell more people about it. You have to promote it. You have to market it and things of that nature. I didn't recognize a half a decade ago when I picked up my phone to learn how to record and make videos and edit videos and learn about podcasting, I was learning how to market myself. As I picked up the phone to learn how to market myself, I was learning how to gain the confidence of sharing my story, of sharing myself, and sharing my expertise, even though, like, my expertise was very minimal, very little. I still was trying to figure it out. Fast forward a half a decade to today, well, I figured out the marketing piece of, well, I'm figuring out the marketing piece, because I believe you can never learn too much about marketing. Nonetheless, marketing is getting people to learn more about what you offer. Is getting people involved in what you're doing. Is getting people interested in what you have to say and or sell. So as I started to develop that, I was listening to this book, and it's called The Startup Owner's Manual. And it mentioned that the most difficult thing to do is develop the product. Oh, no, develop the marketing. And I'm like, well, that is true. The most difficult thing to do is develop the marketing. In addition to that, the product itself, the product and those service is so challenging, because how do you know what product will make a difference in someone's life? How do you know the product that you are looking to make will actually encourage somebody? How do you know that this product that you've been working on is the product? Well, you don't know unless you go ask people. And that's what they express about in the book, the Startup Owner's Manual, is that you have to go out and gain feedback, gain information, and gain what your ideal customers are saying. And so when I started to do that, I started to understand, well, it's not about just launching your podcast with confidence. What about the everything that comes after that? I know for a fact I can help leaders launch their podcast with confidence more than anything. If I'm looking to have that long-term relationship and have monthly, annual recurring revenue, it can't just be because of a podcast. It can't just be because of me helping you launch your podcast. It has to be because of something differently that will help you see results, see the numbers, see the impact, see the metrics, see the data, see the information. Then it hit me. I'm like, okay, to create your demand, or rather to create my demand, instead of me helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, what if I change it? I pivot to helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting to help them share their story and speak to the right audience. What if I just pivot that message just a little bit, to the point where if you already are in business and you have your product already established, found, and located, the next problem that comes from that is getting awareness to it, is getting attention to it. Now, I learned this from the 10X movement. They talked about how money follows attention. And I didn't understand why money would follow attention, because that didn't make any sense to me. I'm thinking, why would you want to have attention to make money? And not knowing the things about marketing, about sales, about business, and so on and so forth, it's like, well, the more people who knows about your product and or service, the more you can help, the more you can make, the more you can impact. And I didn't recognize that until recently. It was like, oh, wait, that's how you create the demand. You go out and tell people about it. And then when you tell people about it, they start to be interested in what you have to say. I recently changed. It was yesterday that I just updated the business. And I start telling people about it. Like, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about that idea? I'm trying to get feedback. Feedback is the secret ingredient to your growth, because in order to grow, you have to get feedback of what's not working, what's working, what people like and what people don't like. There's a book called Unreasonable Hospitality, and they proceed to say that they go into 5-star restaurants and see how they are operating, how they are moving, how they are interacting with their guests, and they see what they are not doing, and they say that they want to do that so that way they can really excel at that thing. Hold on. To excel at a product and a service, you have to be willing to be open. When you create your demand, you're looking at everything around you. Hold on. There's a saying that says, the earth is your oyster or something like that. I don't know what oyster is, but whenever they use the context like that, I think that's the wrong context. Connor, what's going on, bro? I appreciate you for joining in. So the world, This is the world right here. So the world creates ideas. And as the ideas are being created, everything that's around you makes a difference. You can get so many ideas from so many different places. I literally can go to Walmart, to Kroger's, or Kroger's in Arkansas, but I can go to Publix. I can go to different places and gain ideas from it. The thing about creating your demand is that you have to use the world to gain the ideas that will make you better, that will help you grow, that will help you be more established. And so when I started to understand, I was like, maybe I just need to pivot. Maybe I need to go a different direction, because I'm thinking that the problem was leaders not being able to launch their podcast, but it's deeper than that. When I go to the small business, local small business around me, and I go to businesses, I'm looking at the businesses different. One, because I'm educating myself. Two, because I'm learning. And three, is like, well, you have this amazing product. How come a lot more people don't know about it? And I'm asking the questions of the things that people are not speaking about. I start to see that exposure became a problem because people don't know how to market themselves. They have the product, they have the service, but it's the marketing that stops a lot of people. So that made me think about my first business or business concept with the business, with the podcast business. It was that even though a lot of people want to launch their podcast, ideally, that's not the big problem. Like, that's not the big problem. And then I start to hear feedback and what people are saying, how they're responding, what the objections are. Objections is when someone go, not necessarily go against it, but they like they say things that they would say no to, like they saying no to what you have to offer. And so as I'm hearing this, and I'm constantly hearing the same exact thing, and well, I'm hearing a different thing in the same way. And so I'm like, wait, you have the equipment, but you're not using the equipment? Wait, you spent all this money on your fancy camera, microphones, studio, location, building, facility. I think it says studio. But you have no idea how to use this? What's the real problem? What's the real issue? Oh, the podcast has to be made, has to have time for. Oh, you already have your product. You already have your business. So this one thing about the launching your podcast with confidence, it doesn't seem as important. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, that make a lot of sense. Create ideas right here. When you create ideas, you learn what's important. You learn what's important. Why? Because you're learning from the world. You're learning from everything that's around you. There's been so many days, so many moments that I go to different places. I give you promise. I went to what's called Panera Bread one day. And as I'm watching, and as I hold on, let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Come back to the screen right quick. As I'm sitting there, I think I just placed my order for my wife and I. And then as I did that, I'm just looking at the menu. I'm just sitting there and watching. The manager comes up, and instead of her doing everything herself, like she came up and communicated with her staff, and she was like, hey, we have to do this task right here. And I would like for you all to help me with this task. She didn't say it verbatim like that, but I'm paraphrasing, like I'm quoting what I remember. And so when she came and communicated with the team and asked for help and asked for guidance, her team helped because they had direction. When I saw that, I think I had just got out of I don't know what class I had just got out of, but I remember it back in my leadership class. That was like, well, when you're in a position of leadership, you have to be able to lead your people accordingly. You can't go to your people and have them figure out what you need done. You go to them with direction, and then they will be able to get it done. When I saw that, I literally was like, hey, do you mind if I ask, once they got done, I was like, do you mind if I ask you a random question? She was like, yeah. I was like, I'm in school for business management, and they talk a lot about leadership and not doing everything yourself. When you came out here, you literally told them what the task was, and you expressed to them that you're going to need their help. I said, why did you do that? And she explained, well, she did that because she had to learn. Okay, here's the, if you're just joining early in the episode, I mentioned that everyone goes from point A to point B. I'm thinking everybody's already successful, but it takes a journey and process and time for people to get successful. And so when she was like, she had to learn how to work as a team and not do everything herself. It said it took her time to develop the ability to ask for help. And when I started to understand that, I was like, wait, hold on. What you mean it took you time? Like, haven't you always been a manager? Haven't you always been in this position? And I didn't ask you that. Like, I'm thinking this. And from the conversation, it was like, well, no, I haven't always been through this, because when you get to a certain point and you're leading other people, mind you, I'm not leading nobody. Yeah, I was a couple of years ago. Nonetheless, When you work as a team, the team has to be developed. The team has to have instructions. Yes, I have. I was a captain of the football team, and then I was the class leader when I was in the Marine Corps. I had to lead people. And I didn't even recognize I was leading others. I just knew I was just doing the best interests of what they had. And so when I became a class leader, I was like, man, I think it was actually 50 people that I was leading. Like, it was crazy. It was actually pretty fun. Cause I'm like, hey man, listen, like, hey, I'm not gonna be like every other class leader, because that's what in the Marine Corps, when you go to your schoolhouse, I'm not gonna be like everybody else. I'm not gonna try to. Y'all, I'm gonna respect y'all as adults. Y'all respect me as an adult. Like, if I come and inform y'all about something, I just got it from what it's called, higher ups. So don't blame the messenger. Just be like, all right, cool. And the whole entire time I was the class lead, I had no issues. I had no issues, but it taught me something. I gave clear information, like, hey, listen, they just told me this, we gotta be here at this time, and at this time just be on time. But I'm talking to them, I'm giving them direction. And so I just remember that when I had this moment of leadership, I didn't approach it as me being higher than someone. No, I'm like, well, we're all men and women. How about just, let's just respect each other. If I come back and share something with y'all, I just got it from higher up. Higher up are the people who are in charge of us. And so don't get mad at me. Just be like, all right, cool, because I'm just the messenger. And I just recognize that as the leader, you're just the messenger, because people come to you with questions, concerns, and you being the business owner has to give them direction. And so when she explained that, I started to understand. I was like, wait, leadership is so important. Because if you don't give direction, people ain't gonna do anything that you were like done. And so when you create your demand, you have to start with yourself. When you start with yourself, you have to be okay with learning more about who you're becoming and why you're becoming this particular person. Yesterday, I did a podcast about you are a business. And just because you are the business doesn't mean you have to learn the business. What it means is that you have to learn the business, understand the business, and create the demand around the business that you are trying to establish. As a business owner, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, there's so many phases that you go through. In fact, I have so many epiphanies till this day. And I'm always learning. I'm always improving. I'm always discovering. I'm always asking questions because I just want to learn. I just want to get 1% better. Somebody said, I just want to get 1% better every single day. For 365 days, if I get 1% better every single day, I done got 365% better throughout the entire year. But here's the thing. Here's the process about that. When you create your demand, you're creating your demand with yourself first. I have to learn how to be consistent. I have to learn how to show up. I have to learn the business to put things in place, which is absolutely fine because this is the path that I've chosen. Excuse me. What makes a difference is that I stay on this path, is that I stay on this journey, that I stay throughout this process. The process is going to come, it's going to be overwhelming. Yet when you take your time to learn the information that you're receiving will be a lot different, because the difference is the person that you've become. The difference is the information that you've gained. The difference is the demand that you are creating. And so I share this with you. When I started to understand that the world creates ideals, and once you learn what's important, you start to see that the amount of time and effort that it takes to do a lot of different things. And so let me show my screen again. And so when you learn what's important, there's a clock right here. And during this clock, time is valuable. Time is valuable. And a lot of people look at this time. You got a little short hand is right there. And then you got a longer hand, which is right there. And with this time, it's like maybe 1:30. Oh, I'm sorry, 1:13, give or take. The more time you respect, the more valuable you become. Why? Because it starts with you, and just because it starts with you doesn't mean it's going to end with you. In fact, what it means is that it has to start with you in order for your ideas, your thoughts, your processes to come out to the world for people to learn more about the world that you're creating for yourself. When you create your demand, you are creating the demand what people would like to be a part of, what people would like to join, what people will be influenced by you. You see, time is valuable. Time, your respect. You have to respect your time. That's better. You have to respect your time. Because if you don't respect your time, nobody's going to respect your time. Also, I was like, that do not make sense. Hold on. Respect. Oh, of course. Respect your time. And what this does is that even though you are creating your demand, the time that you are respecting, the time that you are valuing, the time that you are recognizing, you are really growing beyond your means. There's so many different things that you are becoming. You don't understand the person that you are evolving into because the evolution is so slowly. You see, if I was to get in a plank is when you get on your knees, get on your elbows and keep your knees off the ground. And now your body has to be held by your elbows or your arms. If I was to hold it for 10 minutes, 10 minutes would feel like an hour because now I'm looking at the time. Now I'm looking at the seconds. Now I'm counting every moment. Now, disclaimer, I cannot do a plank for 10 minutes. That is impossible. Well, to be honest, I haven't tried. Nonetheless, it's an example. To keep it a simple example, 5 minutes might feel like 30 minutes. And so when you understand the process that you are on, the journey that you're discovering, you have to give yourself time to grow into it. I've been giving myself time for the last half decade, and over the last half decade, I've really been learning a lot. And at times it's overwhelming, at times it's valuable, at times it's like, man, I think this information that I'm learning is too soon. But when I come back to it, when I refer back to it, it's like, well, I already have the information, I already have the knowledge. I just need to implement the knowledge that I have. The challenge with creating demand is that you have to be patient with the time that you have. Creating your demand would come from you having clarity, you having understanding, and you knowing the business that you are in. When I started to know the business that I'm in, which was a couple days ago, I'm not in a podcast business. Podcast business is a limited thing, like not necessarily a limited thing, but a niche thing, a very niche thing. I mean, a media business. And what media consists of is more than just a podcast. So it's kind of like I was limiting myself because I didn't know it was a media business. And I listened to this interview with Charlamagne Tha God, and he was talking about how he's in the media business. Like if someone is to come to and ask, like, what do you do? He'd say he's in media. When I started to recognize that media consists so much more than just social, than podcasting, than social media, than things of that nature, it really consists of you putting yourself out there in different forms, different ways, and different strategies that will connect you with the right people at the right time, at the right place. You see, when you understand the world that you're in, the ideas that's coming to you is created from the world that you recognize that you're in. It can only come from you when you recognize who you're around, what you're learning, and who you're becoming. You can only become when you recognize who you are. And so when you create your demand, you have to give yourself time to develop, to evolve, to grow. Because the more you give yourself time to develop, the more demand you will become. Why? Because some people want to learn from you. They're going to ask, how did you do it? Was it hard? Have you ever failed before? What was the lessons that you learned? You see, the lessons that you're learning is going along a journey patiently while you discover who you're becoming. And as you're becoming the person that you dreamed of becoming, you see you see yourself differently. Creating your demand comes from intentionality. You have to be intentional around the world that you are around. You have to respect your time, and you have to know that everyone starts at some point. And even though they're starting at some point, you have to be okay with starting at your point, starting in your journey, starting your path. Because eventually, if you keep doing the same exact thing, you will go from point A, which is not starting, to point B, to actually starting to do something, because you're seeing yourself differently. So before we end this amazing podcast episode, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start creating demand for yourself and why that's important. So lastly, to recap what I just went over. So we went over why it's important to create your demand. Everyone starts at zero. Everyone starts from the bottom. Then it's up to them to go from the bottom to the next level. Then the next level all the way up to whatever level they want to get to. And then when you create your demand, you have to understand that the world that's around you is where the ideas come from. If you want to expand your ideas, get around a new world, get around new people, get around a new environment. And when you do this, you have to start respecting the time that you have. The time that you have is valuable. And when you start to recognize the time that you have is valuable, you will start respecting your time accordingly. So this has been a great podcast episode on how to create your demand. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start creating demand for yourself. I love to read, love to engage with it. Lastly, if you're a leader, entrepreneur, and/or business owner who struggled to gain more exposure for your business, and you want more exposure because you want to share your story, and you want to share your story because you want to attract the right customers, shoot us a message, shoot us an email, and we'd love to help you gain more exposure, share your story, and speak to the right customers. Let me know. And until next time, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that like, and I'll see y'all next time on the Failures Knowledge Podcast. That's it.